During segregation, Gibbs was the only high school for blacks in St. Petersburg. Today, the first competitive black candidate for president spoke to a crowd of supporters gathered in the school gym. Obama debuted a new plan to stimulate the economy before opening the floor to questions. He described the two-part economic emergency plan for the crowd.
First part of my plan is a $1,000 emergency energy rebate that would go out to families this fall to cover rising prices, not only in gas, but also in home fuel.
Obama said he would pay for the rebate by taxing windfall profits by oil companies. The second part of his plan is a $50 billion stimulus to jumpstart job creation. Half of this money would go to state governments.
By offering $25 billion to state governments, we can help ensure that they don't have to let workers go or freeze their salaries or raise property taxes on families who are hurting. And we can also help ensure that they continue providing foreclosure, counseling, and other services to help families stay in their homes in areas that have been hard hit by our housing crisis. And we're going to help invest the other half of this $50 billion in our national infrastructure so we can create new jobs and save over 1 million jobs that are in danger of being cut.
Obama said this stimulus package is just a short-term solution. In the long term, he said the United States needs to end the war in Iraq, roll back the Bush tax cuts, make government more efficient, and fix Medicare and Medicaid.
I don't want our elderly populations, our vulnerable populations, not getting health care. So I don't think that's a good answer, just cutting benefits. What I do think is we've got to provide a system that is smarter and more efficient. And that's why I talked about, for example, prevention and wellness programs. If people are healthier, then they won't go to the emergency room. They will not have chronic illnesses that are hugely expensive to treat. And we can start bringing healthcare inflation down. That's the most important way that we can avoid borrowing money from countries like China to finance our debt.
Members of the Uhuru movement sitting in the audience disrupted Obama while he spoke about the economy. They held a banner that read, "What about the black community, Obama?" Obama told the interrupters they could ask their question later.
Excuse me, young man. This is going to be a question and answer session, so you can ask a question later. Let me make my statement. Why don't you all sit down? Then you can ask a question. That's why we're having a town hall meeting. Sit down.
Later, the man accused Obama of failing to stand up for the black community. He cited predatory lending, Jena 6, and the killing of Sean Bell and Javon Dawson by the New York and St. Petersburg police departments as events Obama had ignored.
In the face of all these attacks that are clearly being made on the African community, why is it that you have not had the ability to not one time speak to the interests and even speak on behalf of the oppressed and exploited African community or black community in this country?
All right.
Obama responded.
On each of these issues, I have spoken out. Now, I may not have spoken out the way you would have wanted me to speak out, which is fine.
Dr. Marva Dennard graduated from Gibbs High School back in 57 when it was still segregated. She changed her registered voting party from Republican to Democrat just last week so she could work for Obama.
And it's time. History in the making. I never would have dreamt in my lifetime I would see a black president.
Brittany Farley is about to start her junior year at Gibbs. She won't be able to vote in November, but she's talked some of her older friends into voting in her place. She says she's seen the effects of the poor economy and hopes it will get better.
Hopefully by the time that I'm at that age where it's really going to affect me, it'll be better and I can really like be successful and not have to struggle with everything like I see my parents struggling and everything.
Rabbi David Weissman supports Obama but holds no illusions that repairing the economy will be easy.
I don't think any individual has the answers to what's going to improve our situation economically. It took us a long time to get here. As others have said, it's not going to be repaired right away.
Frank Peterman Jr., Secretary of the Department of Juvenile Justice, responded on a personal level to the ad that compares Barack Obama to such celebrities as Britney Spears and Paris Hilton.
I don't agree with it at all, and I think Obama has more substance than many other legislators that I've seen from time to time, and certainly his counterpart. I just think he has more substance than many people.
For WMNF, I'm Emily Reddy.